reaction been so far, or is it too soon to tell?
Well,
approached, Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman says he's got a three-pronged approach to replace the Affordable Care Act, and he believes it can get bipartisan support. The congressman joins us live to talk more about the plan. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Let's start with the three prongs. The first has to do with Medicaid expansion. This is such a hot topic in Colorado where so many people, including so many children, are on this program. What are you proposing?
Well, first of all, that there's the Medicaid expansion program was a new program created by the Affordable Care Act. And so I think that there's a lot of confusion. Well, of course, that was, I think, created by Republicans in Congress because included in the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act was all Medicaid programs, but only the Medicaid expansion program was for able-bodied individuals without dependent children who are, up to 138% of the federal poverty line. They were, so a new class of people was added, but so my view, first of all, is let's take all the rest of it out. Let's not deal with the disabled, with children, with seniors in nursing homes. Those were never part of the ACA, shouldn't be a part of the ACA. So let's just deal with that one population in terms of reforming that particular program. Then I believe that all of the, there are 21 taxes and penalties in the Affordable Care Act. I think that that those for higher income Americans that aren't adversely impacting working and middle class families, that ought to be part of the tax reform debate, separate from the healthcare debate. And then lastly, I think on the health insurance reform piece, look, the promises of the Affordable Care Act never came to light. We're seeing skyrocketing increases in insurance premiums, and these insurance exchanges are failing. And so I believe that there would be bipartisan support, that Republicans and Democrats can come together and reform that part of the Affordable Care Act, or to replace it with a new system. And so I think there could be bipartisan support for that. So that is my message to Republican leadership.
Yeah, you sent this in a letter to Speaker Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. What's the reaction been so far, or is it too soon to tell?
Well, we're 2 hours later than you, and so I'm going to a meeting in about 5 minutes where I'll be presenting this idea towards the end of the meeting. And so I really think, I mean, there are things that just have to get done.
Yeah.
That we owe to the American people to get done. And so, both sides throwing rocks at each other just doesn't help. I think it's a time to, there are things that probably, quite frankly, on this Medicaid expansion, it needs to revert back to 50% federal, 50% state. Right now, it's going to go down to 90% federal, level out at 90% federal, 10% state. That doesn't make any sense. We're paying 50% for an able-bodied individual without dependent children. I mean, 90% will be paying 90% there, and 50% for a disabled child. So we ought to bring that in line with the rest of Medicaid programs and phase that in. I think that should be done through the budget reconciliation process. Tax reform through the budget reconciliation process where it can't be filibustered. But I think that there would be support in the Senate to get past that 60-vote threshold on a bipartisan approach to the health insurance part of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, best of luck to you. A lot of that, makes your eyes kind of gloss over. There's a lot of details. It's very complex.
Yeah,
there's math and percentages and whatever.
Unfortunately,
and it's
complicated.
It's impossible to
just
do.
So bipartisan, just remember that one word.
Exactly. That's my point. If you can get anything passed in a bipartisan way, you're a huge success there in D.C. these days. Mike Kaufman, Congressman from Colorado, thanks so much for the time.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.